Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
We are starting off the year with a fantastic 21 days of prayer and dedication.
Yes.
And
dedicate the year to the Lord.
That's it. That's it. And
why 21 days?
I don't know.
Why? I don't know. I don't know why either. But sounds like a good
thing. Just start off with a good run. Yep. Yeah. We may even keep going. Who knows? Because we can talk about prayer for a long
forever.
Time. Forever. So we started our Heartbeat, the first one of the year, with beginning our year with prayer and focusing on some of the different ways that we can pray. And you particularly started off with talking about some of the traditional prayers that many of us may know.
Well, yeah, prayer can, as we know, it's our relationship with God. It's us talking to God. Mm. So we can say our own words and everything. But there are the traditional prayers. No matter whatever service you go to, there are certain prayers that even your pastor might keep, often the same type of words or things. But these are very much the old traditional prayers that even if you don't necessarily say them, you would know of them.
Mm.
And I just thought it would be good to discuss.
Yeah. I think sometimes when it comes to these prayers being like the Our Father, the Hail Mary and Glory Be, and you also shared Come Holy Spirit prayer, is because some of us know them so well, it can be easy to just say them without acknowledging the meaning
and the intention words actually behind mean. Them. Yes.
Or maybe for some of us, we've never fully understood what the words mean. And so when we can get a better understanding or when we can remind ourselves, hey, when I'm saying this prayer, I can be intentional in what I'm saying. When we do that, then we really do bring our own hearts to the prayer and God sees that. Because it's not about, yes, whether it's our words, traditional words, because some people like traditional prayers or prayers from a prayer book because sometimes we don't know what to say.
Well, I actually very much use these traditional prayers when I'm really tired and don't know what to say. My brain's not working.
Mm.
Or I'm in a situation where I'm a bit scared, a bit anxious, and I've lost for words. Mm-hmm. Might say, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
But then I go back to the traditional of, our Father who art in heaven, my Father. And I I very much go, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, the Lord is with thee, the Lord is with thee, but the Lord is with me. And I meditate upon
the
just
words.
A few lines and that's my prayer.
Mm.
And I find I really delve into that in those different situations.
Mm. Mm. If we start with the Our Father, one of the great things about the Our Father is that it is the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Yeah, so it must be extra special.
Yeah, and so when the disciples say to him, hey, can you teach us how to pray? This is the prayer that he shares.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes so many elements of prayer. And it makes me think about, well, if I'm praying in another way, well, these are some of the elements I can have included.
Yeah, because it's honouring God first.
Exactly, so it honours God.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's also saying your relationship with God. God, yes. You're my Father.
Yes.
It puts him, therefore, in his rightful place that he is God and we
want his will, his kingdom values.
That's it. We want his ways on earth.
Yes.
It asks for provision.
Yes.
And it says, hey, God, I know you will provide.
So it's asking for needs. So it could be our provision doesn't mean necessarily bread on the table, food, but it could be, help in my family relationship, help me at my work, help me with my career, whatever the needs are. Help me with my anxiousness. Help me with my emotional part of me.
Yep.
Like so many areas, spiritual areas. Mm. Yeah.
And then it follows on from that to asking for forgiveness. And it's us asking for forgiveness, but then it's also reminding us we too need to forgive. So it's got both aspects there. And then it finishes with asking for God's protection.
Yes.
That he would help us not to be tempted by things, that he would protect us from Satan.
Yes.
And so it's got all these elements, which is why it's such a great prayer. And, yeah, it just reminds me of other aspects when I'm praying in my own words. These are also things that I can pray for. And then when we move to the Hail Mary, for me, when I think about the words of the Hail Mary, it's really just this prayer of intercession, asking Mary to pray for us.
Well, first off, the first part is the angel Gabriel yes. telling her she's been chosen. So if she's been chosen, she must be special in some way.
Mm.
So we honour her. Remember, so many people say, oh, Catholics adore Mary. No, we honour Mary. We don't worship Mary. We honour Mary for the person that she's been chosen to be. She was a human being chosen to be the mother of God. So she's extra special. But we adore our God.
Mm.
And that puts it into place. Angel Gabriel tells us who she was. And then Elizabeth tells us, oh, my goodness, you're the mother of Jesus who was in your womb.
Mm.
And then we ask for Mary to intercede to us, to the Father, yep. to her son.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a beautiful prayer of intercession. And then we have the Glory Be, which really just declares who God is. It praises worship. Him, honours him. So, you know, if sometimes if you don't have the words, what do I say? The Glory Be can be a beautiful prayer.
Yeah, that for that alone, exactly.
Yeah. And then you shared the prayer of Come Holy Spirit. When's a time that you pray that prayer?
Pentecost.
That's when you've prayed it before?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Asking, well, that's the perfect timing, isn't it?
Yes.
For the Holy Spirit to come and to be with us. So all of these prayers, they do show when we understand them more and when more about when we're really intentional, I yes. think, about what we're praying.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Then we have our heart prayer engaged in the prayer.
Yes.
Yeah. So we would love to know, for this weekly challenge, we encourage you to pray with your heart when you're praying these
prayers, share a traditional prayer that you pray.
We would love to hear it.
There are so many in different churches that people pray that, share it with us.
That's it. We would love to know. So we hope that your year has gotten off to a fantastic start, and we do hope and pray that your year begins with an amazing prayer and dedication as we launch into 2026. Hope you have a great week, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.